This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Unfriended is a 2015 take on it, what is really a 70s genre, the slasher horror film, which featured a serial killer who is really like a superhero, like Jason, Freddy, Michael Myers, an unkillable, passioned person who is driven by the sexual antics of teenagers, is revisioned here as a 2015 incarnation. Of course, that is an online presence. But just like the other horror films from the 70s, like Nightmare on Elm Street, like Friday the 13th, it is when the teenagers start to take their clothes off that problems happen. This plays at the core of fear for the teenagers themselves, who are not yet sexually confident. And it also touches on the whole, is it a sin, is it not a sin, dichotomy that informs much of the genre itself. Here, what we have is a very fresh and original take, although the subject matter looks familiar, as we have a virginal main protagonist and her boyfriend who she exclaims she's going to allow to have sex with her on prom night. Although it then the gender roles then become much more sort of interesting and modern as she kind of pushes him to pick up a knife and threaten her with it. And again, this is all happening on Skype. So really, this is a bunch of what you're watching as you watch the film is a bunch of chat windows open and close as a girl and her boyfriend start to talk. And then their friends call and interrupt the sexual play. But there's another party to this, to this conversation. And of course, this is our killer. Who is our killer? Our killer is the ghost of a woman who was killed by being shamed into suicide by online posting of a video that showed her soiling herself after a night of drinking. So, how does it turn from there into something kind of special? Well, the film itself is really a celebration of a new millennial speak, a type of language that the brain needs to be rewired to understand. And as you watch the quote-unquote action unfold on the camera, you begin to see what is essentially bullying and a bunch of teenagers who are quick to almost commit suicide if they can just push each other to be embarrassed online, which is the sin of all sins, embarrassing your friends online. It's a killable offense.